Welcome back to Top Model Rewind. I'm Danielle.
And I am Alex. And a special guest.
Returning guest, Rich.
Yes.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Oh, my Lance.
Welcome back.
Oh, my Lance.
Morning, of course.
Yeah.
God, love that. Love that for her. Last time, when did you come on last? I feel like it wasn't last cycle.
But it was very early on. Usually doing like the later international episodes. Cycle 13, we were early with the elongation shoot.
That was early. Okay. Wow.
So cycle 14, though, we haven't gotten your thoughts on cycle 14. So are you a fan of cycle 14?
What do we think?
I don't know what I am. This cycle is the definition of mixed bag to me.
Yeah,
I agree.
There's so many like good like photo shoots, and like the models are really fierce and really strong, and there's like a lot of iconic like pop culture moments, like, you know, like the Alaysia gif, and you know, Alexandra getting hit with the clock, and all, you know, all my Lanta, like, you know, within the fandom. But like the personalities this cycle just really like sour it for me, and I don't think the cast has a good chemistry, and like, I don't know, it's just it's a weird cycle.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the general consensus on this cycle. It's just that
seems to
the
be.
Personalities kind of make it unbearable almost. I kind of agree. I don't know. It's different watching it week to week, I guess. I'm not like, if I was binging it, I probably would have been more annoyed by everyone. But watching it week to week, I've like kind of, I don't know. It's not as intense as I remember it to be, but
I agree.
They definitely all hate each other.
Yeah.
Like, that is confirmed.
I remember it being a lot more aggravating to watch. I just remember, don't get me wrong, a lot of them are super nasty. A lot of unpleasant things were said, but like, I just remember it being so much worse, or I don't know, maybe I'm just numb to it now. So I was like, oh, whatever. I've
just seen it so many times.
Exactly.
At this point.
Desensitized. Yeah.
Violence of this house.
Yeah. I think the episodes that are bad are really bad.
That's true.
They're really hard to watch, but just the ones that aren't, it's like, they just don't even talk about it, you know? So
yeah. And also like, there's such a shift this episode in particular. Like, it went from this like very volatile house with a lot of like yelling matches a lot of the time to everyone's still really disliking each other. But it's a lot of the hothead personalities have gotten booted off at this point. So it's a lot more like passive aggressive than
absolutely
weeks before. Like, you have Anjali and Krista like talking bad about each other, but only in confessionals. Like
only in confessional. This little truce between them. It's so bizarre.
And it made me think, they were like really pushing them in the confessionals, and that's why it only came out in confessionals. I don't really know.
Maybe they're like, well, Krista had things to say about you. What do you have to say about her?
Yeah. Well,
I bet
it was
something
they had
like
said
that.
Yeah.
There would have been a confrontation.
Yeah.
That's one of my notes of the season, is like the whole like Anjali and Krista like friendship rivalry is like so like strangely edited. Like, we know they're friends, obviously, but like I feel like they don't really capitalize on that friendship until like we get to this point where now all of a sudden like they're just trash talking each other and saying like, oh, we're the biggest competition, and Anjali's like, I don't want Krista to do well. I'm like, where is this coming from?
It did come on really fast too. Like, it was I think it was just last episode they were doing they did the whole first class trip together, you know.
Yes, it was
exactly.
And all of a sudden there's this like huge turnaround, and suddenly they don't like each other anymore.
No, I could totally see them pushing them in the confessionals, being like, oh, like Krista said this about you, so what are your thoughts?
Or just like, Krista's doing really well in the competition,
how do you feel about that? It definitely felt more rooted in like some insecurities, I think, on mostly maybe Anjali's part. You know, feeling like she's not doing as well. And Krista, this is really where Krista takes off, I think, like the overseas part of the competition. So I can see like why this might have been a shift, because she's now seeing Krista do so well. I was also confused by the narrative that like Anjali was queen bee and suddenly she's getting knocked off her pedestal.
Yeah.
I was like, since when was she like
not queen bee?
I didn't understand that at all. That made no sense. Like, they like fed Jessica. I think Jessica said that, like, they fed her that line.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where that came from.
I was confused. I know that she's definitely had her moments, and the judges have had moments where they really have liked her. But even last week, she wasn't, or even like the week before. I mean, I guess I didn't like the hair shoot, but the judges did. I don't know. Okay, it's just like,
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think maybe it's from the judges' perspective, she was kind of queenie or she was doing better. But I feel like from the fan perspective, just Anjalee is kind of like a middling contestant throughout the series.
No, definitely. I don't know. But I feel like the judges like love Jessica and Raina. Like those are their favorites for sure.
Yeah.
Your face right now. I wish everyone could see that.
Raina, I think, is fantastic as a model. Jessica, yep. I just do not get, but I feel like a lot of people do get her. So I think it's just something that like me and you are not as in tune with, I guess, like what other people are saying. I don't know.
Their critique that they give her, I think it's this episode, or like they have been like the past two, is that like her body always looks really good. She knows how to use her body in the photo, but her face is dead. And like, that is my issue with her. Like her face always looks dead to me. And I don't know. I don't connect with her photos.
I can't let it go. They seem to be able to let go the fact that her face isn't like amazing. But for me, I'm like, I just can't. This is like, dead face is a no for me. Like,
no, same. That I can't.
Totally rolls out a photo when we have dead face. Another thing about this, like just like the shifting dynamics in the house this episode, would be Alexandra has come out of her shell a little bit more, but is it good? I'm not sure.
Alexandra is such a mystery of a contestant to me because she is so invisible up until this point in the competition. And I think, I don't know, she was in the bottom a few episodes ago, I think right before they go overseas. And like Tyra's like, oh, like you just take decent photos and like sometimes they're good. And I'm like, that's literally how I feel about her. I know there's like this part of Reddit that really like loves Alexandra. I think she's super talented. Oh, really? And she is. She's a gorgeous girl. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know like what's going on with her. She's just invisible, I feel like, in the show.
Yeah, she definitely was.
Until this point,
yeah. It's just like, it was weird to me that she went from like this invisible edit, like no drama edit either, to suddenly being like kind of a mean girl in the house or having a mean girl edit. I don't know. I was like, is this the personality we were missing out on? Like, is this all that there is to her? Or there's got to be more, right? Like, she's not just...
I don't know what they're going for with her. I mean, I feel like maybe they were just trying to push, like, the Krista and Alexandra are, like, friends now to piss Anjalee off, like, narrative. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just strange.
Yeah. I just, like, they... I don't know. I just saw... You know those like two Muppets that are really mean and they like sit in the balcony and like laugh at everyone else? Like that's what they're like.
Like the theater goers,
in this episode. They're just like
literally
constantly giggling and like saying like snide comments about everyone else in the house. And like that's all they're doing. Like,
literally. Yeah.
I don't know. I just like they're I don't know. It is annoying. I don't think that like I feel like there has to be like more to Alexandra than what they have shown us, but
I feel like Alexandra doesn't show much of herself, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like she just kind of goes with the flow with whoever's close by and she can get along with.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I don't know.
She's someone that like, I don't really like, she's not a memorable contestant in my opinion. Yeah. I think her photo this week is very memorable. I know this photo very well because it's such a gorgeous photo, but like I don't know, she just doesn't stand out. When I was watching the casting episode, I was like, oh, like there's her personality, like, but it just disappears for the entire season for some reason.
Right.
I remembered her as a much stronger model than I think she actually is on the show. For some reason I thought she did like amazing, and I feel like she does. Like the last like 3 weeks she does pretty dang well, but like really before then, like she had been doing really badly. So it's
I don't think any of her photos are good. Maybe like the dancing ones, like
Yeah.
The one where she like has her heel like kicked in the air. True. I don't know.
Yeah, that one's not bad. I remember putting that one like on our top list. Well yeah, other than that, I don't think
she really has notable. Like
a good photo until this point.
Definitely.
I do think she does well here, but like I don't know.
Yeah, she just hits her stride a little too late, I think.
Yeah, she has like, the fewest photos, I think, that were, yeah, successful this season.
Mm-hmm. Out of like who's left, for sure.
Right,
for sure.
Like, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that she definitely wasn't going to win just based off of her like earlier season portfolio. Although, I mean, Tom Otto loves a comeback story, so
that's true. Like,
but I mean, she didn't make it past. I mean, she does make it past this episode, but it's not like she's final two or anything.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it doesn't become clear to me who like the winner is until we go overseas. Like, this cycle is very strange. Oh, yeah. Like, where no one really stands out. Like, I forever you think it's Angelique just because it's Angelique. Like, her story, her comeback.
Yeah,
like everyone loves her. You know, or production loves her at least.
Mm-hmm.
But Krista really like. You go overseas, she takes off, and I'm like, okay, that's the winner. And like, I love the confidence that she has now. It's so, you see it in this episode, it's so apparent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And she knows, like Tyra says, she knows her angles and everything like that. Like, she's very, like, she's a very intuitive model. So, yeah, I mean, I think like watching earlier in the season, I would have been like, Raina is the winner just because I feel like she has so many hit photos for me.
Yeah, but... she does, especially early in the season. Like those first few photo shoots, she just hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Like again and again and again.
Yes.
And then we get to this, you know, she kind of falls off this episode, I feel like. But yeah, and then Krista takes off. So it's like, you know, I don't disagree with the winner of the cycle. I think Krista's a great winner. Like, mm-hmm. Even though Raina had been doing so well, I think that Krista also does so well at the end that it makes sense that she is the winner. But yeah, I don't know. Like, you're right. You really don't really know what's going to go on with the competition until you get to this part, and you're like, everything starts switching it up. Alaysia falls off, who's literally doing really well.
What happened? She was so shocked by the culture.
I know.
I guess so. New Zealand upsets was me. Not for her. Anyway, so I guess like after we could go into like the actual episode. So it starts off, Alexandria, we've already talked about, has like a lot of confidence. She's talking about how she calls everyone like skinny tarts and
Eating a sandwich. Like, the editing is so shady there.
The editing was shady there.
That's
like,
funny. Yeah.
But she seems, she's just like, she kind of rattles off these like, you know, just hyper confident one-liners, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, and then we see Raina, who's like, go team. and she starts getting called fake this episode, which, you know, I feel like she had fake moments before overseas. Now, though, I'm not really seeing like the fakeness as much. I feel like she's just a really positive person. I don't know. What do you guys think? Yeah. Do you think she's fake, or do you think she's just hyper positive?
I think it's just part of her personality. Mm-hmm. Like the Oh My Lanta, the Morning Glories, like stuff like that. I think those are just things that she is used to saying all the time.
Yeah, no.
Totally. As annoying as they might be.
Raina doesn't give me fake. I don't know. There's just something about her that like irritates me a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The too much positive can be very irritating.
Yeah, like she's stunning. Like, I mean, her photos speak for themselves. And I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, but still absolutely stunning.
Yeah, looks the same pretty much. Yeah.
But there's just something about her personality that just like rubs me the wrong way. Especially when we get to this point in the cycle where I'm like, okay, like enough.
Yeah.
It's very much Nicole energy.
Last cycle or
no
oh, okay.
What is her name? Nicole
Linkletter.
I could see that.
Five cycle.
Mm-hmm. With the jumping on the bed and screaming and stuff, like it's very much it's not the same, but it's very similar energy of just like child.
yeah a little bit of a, it's definitely, she seems very high school to me, even though I know she's older than like high school. I think she's 20 years old or something. That just blows my mind because the way she acts just like seems like someone who's straight out of high school.
No, it's true.
But maybe she's in a sorority. Like that's
probably
that's maybe a,
that's exactly there's, like, what
sorority
it is.
Vibes. Maybe that's it. She would be like caught up in a heartbeat for one of those for Chi Omega or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I think she really does let things just roll off her shoulders like very easily, like basically like nothing really is going to get her down kind of attitude, because yes, Krista and Alexandria, you know, kind of like make some snide comments. And I guess what they're saying is like she's fake because she's being super nice to them and super positive to them. I'm just like, I don't think she just like, I think she was mad at them at one point, but she just kind of like lets it roll off and then kind of puts it to the side and is just like this super bubbly, like overly positive person. So I wouldn't call that fake so much. I just
that's how I see it too. Yeah.
I'm like a puppy dog.
Yes, like a puppy dog. Just forgot, goldfish brain, whatever.
Yeah, but like one that jumps on you way too much and you're like, please get down. Stop jumping on me, Reina. But then again, like, I did feel like with Alaysia, she was like kind of, I got the fakeness then where she was like trying to be like reasonable, but then was being kind of bullying to her as well. Like that.
Yeah.
That's like where I got the fakeness, but I don't really get it in this, on this part of the competition so much. I don't know.
Yeah. She just seems like she's just being happy go lucky.
Mm-hmm. And they're all fed up with her.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so that was like in the limo, and then they get back to the house, and Jessica almost sets the apartment on fire.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! This was horrifying,
ridiculous.
Yeah. I watched this with my family last night, like my mom, my dad, my brother, his wife,
that's
my aunt, my
the
uncle,
whole crew.
My cousins.
Oh my god.
Why were they all watching this?
We
Did
all
they
watched
want
it.
To?
No. Literally, we all
like,
sat
we
down.
Do this. Sorry.
My mom was just very, you know, pushy, just like, okay, what does everyone want to watch? And I was like, I need to watch Top Model because we're recording. Yeah. I mean, I got to do it anyway. So you guys want to watch it? But nobody objected. I played it. Everyone sat there and watched it. Didn't say a thing. And at the end, my brother was just like, why did we watch that? And I was
because I need to. Duh.
Yes. But yeah, when Jessica set those freaking tacos on fire, my mom was just sitting there with her mouth agape. Like,
how could
what?
She?
Like, how are they letting this just happen?
I know. I can't believe no one did anything either. Like, they all just, like, watched
just
it, like, combust.
The cameraman.
They threw a towel on it. I was like, what is this? A
the
small
camera person
towel.
Didn't do anything. Like,
yeah, he was like, literally. Watch it burn.
They're like, if it burns. Like,
I hate my life anyway, so.
They told us not to interact, yeah.
But I feel like there had to have been some producer intervention, because it was like Jessica throws this towel on it and then it cuts away from the towel and then all of a sudden the fire is gone. I'm like, I'm not sure if the towel did all that. Like,
no, I'm pretty sure the towel caught on fire immediately. I was like, what are you doing? Just a dry hand towel. But
I mean, an electric fire, you're supposed to smother it, right? So maybe that is like,
I
feel like you're not supposed to do it with a towel. Like, usually you pour like flour, I think, on it. It's supposed to help.
I thought that's grease fires.
Oh, that is grease fires, yeah. But with an electric fire, you can't. But with an electric fire, maybe you can't put
you
water
can't
on
use
it.
Water.
No, definitely.
So
not.
No, wouldn't you smother it? Or
yeah,
I feel like that would be the only thing
I guess
you could
so.
Do. Like, what else do you do? I mean,
a fire extinguisher. Do they
not
have
a either.
Fire extinguisher? You know.
Well, that's what I was wondering, but then I was like, fire extinguishers extinguishers. Whoa, are messy. Like, you know, that's a
they
big
sure
production.
Mm-hmm. It like, is. Yeah.
I feel
is
like
it
they
worth
would have
it?
Showed
yeah.
us that. You know, if they're
oh
a
yeah
fire extinguisher.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
So I don't really know what happened. I was just like, kind of like, what?
We didn't get any resolution. Yeah.
I feel like there was producer intervention, but like. But what?
How?
I don't know.
What did they do? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, that's not a great idea to warm your tacos on your toaster.
Like, I've never seen anyone do that. And I was like, oh, I guess this is a thing. Well,
no,
I guess
it's not,
not like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the whole like Jessica being a stay at home mom, but not being the one to cook.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
Oh, that aggravated me so much.
Like,
I was like, that's
like
a lot of work.
What are your thoughts? Because like usually I'm not like, you know, everyone stick to their gender roles type thing.
Oh, no.
But if you're already staying
that's
at
not
home,
the point at all. Yeah. The point
that
is that is that other person working full time? Not that you should serve them or anything like that, but like just that it's like, wait, so I would assume being a stay at home parent involves preparing meals for the child.
Yeah. At
so
least lunch,
I
guess. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume, I don't know. I don't know. I guess.
I don't know either. Like, I can't
I don't know how
know.
I feel about it. Yeah.
I don't know either, but I was just like, I don't know. I was kind of like, just Jessica Sue's really young, I guess, is my takeaway from this. And not
it's crazy how young she is.
She's not a cook.
No, she's also not a cook. Yeah.
I think Krista just meant it in the way of like, what do you do? Like, you know, like
frozen pizzas and chicken nuggets.
Yeah. I think that's like how she meant it. I don't think she was coming at her like in a nasty way, even though it kind of came off that, like, you know, you're a bad mom because you don't cook.
It wasn't a real attack. It was just a joke.
Alexandra literally said something about her child, though. Alexandra was like, is your kid okay? Or like, your kid's gonna turn out like, she was, your baby is screwed. I wrote that down.
Your baby is screwed. I'm sorry. That's kind of hilarious. To say it in that moment, like right after the fire's put out, your baby is screwed. Like, yeah. I think that's kind of hilarious, but.
But like, it's kind of interesting that that is what caused Ansley to like go off like earlier in the cycle, like being told what kind of mom are you?
Somebody did it again. Yeah.
But Jessica reacts like kind of just totally different.
She's just like, I can't believe I set fire to taco shells. Yeah.
I think, maybe the drama. I can't say drama correctly.
The drama.
I always want to say drama. The drama of the tacos burning kind of like put out her fire, so to speak.
Yes.
She didn't feel like she could talk back. She was like, well, I did almost set our penthouse on fire. So
She's like, I almost died. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But she's also, she is more chill than Ansley was, let's be honest. Ansley was one of our hotheads of the house. So.
Oh, yeah. The hottest head. Maybe. Alaysia and Ansley.
But as we know, Ansley does know how to cook. So
yes,
that is confirmed. she was the one that was doling out the cooking criticism last week.
So like, I don't even know. I can't even start to get into her. She's such an interesting character. That's all I'm going to say.
She is. Yeah. She's fascinating. I love her.
But it seems like people really just like Ansley and Brenda online, which I agree.
I dislike Brenda a lot, but I actually kind of like Ansley, not as a model, but I think I would enjoy just listening to her talk. I'd be like,
She is unapologetically herself. We'll say
that.
She has her moments. I don't know. She's very sure of herself. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just admire that, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So after this is over, they go to Hobbiton.
Hobbiton
in New Zealand.
My dad was like the Shire.
The Shire. That's what it's called. Yeah. That was probably like the only part that your family.
I was like, this is actually a good episode for us to watch because my brother, my dad, and my uncle, they know what this is. The Shire.
Yeah. Perfect. But no, who doesn't know what the Shire is? Angelique does not.
Of course not.
She is very confused. She said, I don't know what the hell Hobbit is. I do appreciate how deadpan she, like, everyone was like, they told them this was like the Shire, and everyone was,
they're all
squealing,
freaking out. Yeah.
And Angelique just doesn't care. No reaction. Just staring.
She's just
straight
like,
ahead.
I don't know what we're talking about. Yeah.
That's part of why I love Angelique though so much. She's just one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always keeps it real.
Mm-hmm. Again, just unapologetically herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of those this season.
It's true.
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, not everyone's gonna know what Lord of the Rings is. I sometimes wish I didn't know what Lord of the Rings was. So.
Yeah.
Was never my favorite movie. I think you're a fan, Alex, correct?
Oh, I love Lord of the Rings, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rich, would you have been very excited to be in the Shire?
So here's the thing is, I have never seen or read the Lord of the Rings.
Whoa! So you're in this situation.
You're sheltered.
However, I know how iconic it is, and I love fantasy, and it's just, I want to dedicate the time to, like, really read the books and get into the world before I watch the movies. Like,
That's fair.
Like to be all there, really immerse myself. So I just haven't had the time to dedicate to it yet. One day.
Yeah.
But I would have been Angelina in the situation.
That's fun. Yeah.
But this is a little taste. This is your prep, I guess, for your future.
For it, exactly.
Your future Lord of the Rings nerding out days.
Nerd
to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The models posing Hobbiton.
I would have been excited, I guess, just because it's a movie set and that's cool.
Exactly. Yeah. It's iconic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not the biggest Lord of the Rings fan. So. But it'd still be cool to be there.
Lord of the Rings. They had what was the actress's name? Sarah McLeod.
Yes. She's a Hobbit. Yeah,
I was gonna say, I wish they had Elijah Wood there. That would have been so good.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a great get. Instead, they
Elijah Wood. Yeah, they get Rosie. They were like star of Lord of the Rings, and I was like, I don't. Sure. She was in two scenes.
They were like, who's the cheapest one?
Yep, yeah. Yep.
Who's the one that's still living in New Zealand? Swing? I think was the question. Like, I don't think she's like the only one that out of like
who's in New Zealand right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Like she, I think she actually is like an. You know, a kiwi, as they call them.
Kiwi.
So yeah, maybe they just like kind of found her, like kind of like glorified.
They're
extra.
Like, this works out. Yeah.
Yeah. She is not as short as you would be led to believe by
the Nope. I was like, wow, she's so tall.
She could have been on the petite season or petite cycle of Top Model. But like in the upper echelon, like Nicole, like level.
Yeah,
like, petite girls.
I was like, I'm surprised Tyra didn't save this little photo shoot or whatever for the petite cycle, because she would do that. Like give them a hop.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
that would have been so insulting.
She would
totally have done that. Oh my god, I wish that would have happened now. But yeah, so Sarah McLeod's there, and this is their challenge. They're going to pose in the doorways of the Hobbit homes. And yeah, that's about it, I guess.
They just have to look good.
It's a little boring.
It is kind of a boring challenge.
I just wish they did more with it, because it's such a cool concept, and I really feel like they could have utilized the set more.
They should have done the photo shoot there. That's what I didn't understand. I was like, why didn't you do the actual photo shoot?
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, even if it was still the same shadow concept, it would have been cool. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Yeah, I guess they were just like, this is cool enough that we're at like the actual homes. Like, I feel like they didn't really have like an idea before they booked this location. They were just like, we have to shoot at the Hobbit homes. Like, that is a must. And then when they got there, they're like, I guess we could do it in the Norway. Like, or like, I wish that it would have been like when they went to Rome, they had to dress like gladiators. Like, I feel like I wish they would have dressed like hobbits. Instead.
That would have been
oh
so
my
fun.
God.
That
yes.
I would love to see Angelina dressed like a hobbit.
Just have like big feet on. Yeah.
Oh my god, Angelie, like not knowing anything about Lord of the Rings, like not being interested at all, getting like hair put on her toes.
Yeah, hair.
That would have been fantastic.
She would have lost it.
Yeah, I would have lived for that. That would have been great. Yeah, so they all pose in the doorways. I don't know. Like they're all smack talking each other in confessionals. Like, oh, so and so did terribly. Like, I don't know. I didn't really have any standouts, to be honest. Like,
not really.
Like, Chris and Angelie were the ones that did the best, like, according to, like, the, you know,
that's
whoever was there. Who was there? Jay? I don't remember.
Was Jay there? I don't remember.
Jay was there.
I think he was.
Was it
everyone in my family. Jay? No, it was Mr. Jay.
It was Mr. Jay.
My parents, everyone in my family was like, who is that? I was like, that's Jay Manuel. And they were just like... He doesn't look real. Like,
you don't know who Jay Manuel is?
I was like, that is Jay Manuel. He's the makeup artist, and he is the creative director of America's Next Top Model photo shoots. So respect him.
He doesn't look real, though. That is accurate.
He does not. I was like, yeah, he looks like a doll. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks
like I'm sure he's had work done
in the new Barbie movie. Like, I'm surprised invite him to be on that, because
he's like a Barbie doll. Yeah,
even now more. I don't know if you guys seen him recently, but now, like, especially
seriously,
scary.
Oh yeah, but he has facial hair now. Like, I feel like that gives him a little bit more of like a
dimension. Yeah,
yeah,
human
he looks
quality,
less like a Ken doll with like the facial hair. I guess.
Yeah, because his hair looks like. Plastic, you know, like a hard front wig or something. Yeah. Like, so he just looks like a doll.
His hair still looks like that for sure.
Yeah. He definitely is living his Matrix fantasy a lot of the time. If you've noticed on his
never
Instagram.
Let it go. Is he like
I mean sometimes, yeah, those outfits. I'm like, wow, look at that.
I need to be more observant, I guess, of his social media. But yeah, I'm glad your parents got to be exposed to him. And
everybody got a taste of Top Model last night. So.
Yeah. Krista ends up winning, though. And since she had best photo last week, she gets like double the prize money, which is
crazy
for her. Like, that's fantastic.
That's nice.
$4,500 worth of clothes, I think.
Yeah, and like an additional $1,500 on top of that because she was like the previous winner. But yeah. I don't know if it's just me, but do you feel like they're giving out like a lot of prizes this cycle, like more so than ever?
It does seem like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're giving double really because like really, every single time someone gets a prize, someone else gets a prize.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great incentive. Like,
of course. Yeah.
If I was going to be on any cycle, I would want to be on this cycle where I have the chance of like getting double the prizes. Like,
Do they continue this? I don't remember them ever doing this again. Is it? I feel like it might just be this cycle.
Yeah, I honestly do not remember. Like, because next cycle is high fashion, so I think they kind of scrap it because they already have a gimmick. Like, they don't need another one.
The gimmick.
Well, I mean, it's like the opposite of a gimmick, but
right,
it's like just a theme. They already have this theme. So yeah, I don't think they do it next cycle, but I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't really remember, to be honest. So this is a tire shoot, which, you know, always love a tire shoot. She really is so creative.
I enjoy her shoots. I enjoy her shoots every time. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I do. But no, last night, again, family reacting. Tyra Banks, is she a photographer now? I was like, now.
Always
was
has like, been.
Now, where have you
I was
been?
Like, Tyra is a savant of many different.
Yes. Yeah. Many talents. But,
yeah.
My brother is a decent photographer, though.
What she is. She does well. My brother thought that Top Model was still on. He was like, God, it's not on anymore.
I wish.
I know. Some people, I mean, I literally just had that conversation with someone. They're like, oh, how long are you going to be doing the show? I was like, well, there's only the 24 seasons. So, you know, it's a finite amount. But they were like, oh, it's not still on? Like,
yeah, that's exactly why it came up. He was like, how long? What do you do when it's over? When it ends? And I was like, we stop.
We die.
It's over. Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah. We made a blood oath at the beginning of this. So
there's no other purpose in your life except to record Top Model Rewind.
Yeah, we just sit around here all week just waiting to record again.
I'm in this room 7 days a week.
Not allowed out till you finish every episode.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we did. We have a contract. I don't know.
Deal with the devil. Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of people don't realize. It is kind of weird because, you know, Project Runway is still on. Drag Race is still on. Like, all these Survivor's still on. All these reality shows that started around the same time are still happening. But not Top Model. And it's just because of, I guess, all the internet controversy at this point. Like, I feel like it would have been rebooted if not for all that.
I feel like there's just so many, like, the internet controversy. I feel like Tyra doesn't want to do it anymore. Like, we're already at the point where she's, like, not into it anymore.
Yeah. I think as soon as, like, cancel culture became a really big thing, you know? Because it was only... It wasn't that long ago, I feel like, that people really started, like, speaking up about canceling. Maybe
around COVID. Well, I mean, for Top Model.
Even before.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. 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 But I feel like as soon as the movement even started of, like, canceling people and different things that are popular, Tyra was like, let's wrap it up. So we're gonna get some call out here.
Let's make some ice cream.
Yeah, let's go make ice cream.
Mm-hmm. This is my life now. I also do think that maybe if Tyra wasn't, I feel like the show really went off the rails and it never kind of got back on the rails. And I think that that is maybe the reason why also it was never brought back, because they didn't ever want to, I guess, return back to like its roots. But then again, like cycle 23 and cycle 24 are pretty normal, I would say. They're just low budget cycles. So they did kind of go back to the roots, but then COVID happened and like all the, I feel like it was really during COVID that all like the controversy, like really kind of took a head, because even before that happened, like someone had tweeted something about like a cycle 25 or a plus size cycle, and Tyra had tweeted back like some encouragement for that. So it seemed like she was kind of considering restarting it and doing a plus size cycle, but then everything kind of went off. Well, the public started, you know, voicing their opinion.
There was a pandemic. Yeah.
About everything. And I don't think it'll. I don't think it'll.
I know.
But who knows?
I know the international cycles are still like going on and are like, have a pretty popular fan base. I know, like, I think Greece is like one of the ones that people really love.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. We have talked about there's Greece and Poland, I think, and Germany, I think, are like the three that are still around that I know of. Yeah, I guess I just need to really learn German so I can watch Germany's Next Top Model. Honestly, like, yeah, maybe that's how I will learn German. Like, I took German in high school and I've been trying to like relearn it.
Subtitles, baby. Yeah.
I'll just watch Top Model episodes.
Yeah.
I have a new purpose in life, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to die anymore after this is over.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'll find mine.
Oh, God.
The shoot is great. It's like this shadow shoot where she, it's really interesting. She like
it's
takes
cool.
these like interesting fabrics and things and kind of holds it table over cloths. Them.
Such yes. a good concept. So simple and so effective.
Yeah.
It is. And then, she's good at no money. You know what I mean? Like photo shoots without any money. Yep. I feel like she, all of her photo shoots is always like, my friend and I were on vacation.
Literally, it's funny. Always that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the clay was interesting, an interesting touch. I feel
that
like
that was bizarre
the clay in everyone's hair.
Yeah.
It kinda
I didn't
worked,
quite understand,
though.
But yeah, I was into it. It was like,
some of it looked good. Some of it I wasn't as into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked, Jessica looked weird. I think it was a little too white.
Like
gray almost.
Yes.
Chris's was very red, but like they didn't even show the color of it in the photo. They just did a black and white photo. Maybe because they realized it didn't look as good, but the shape was kind of cool. Like the way they shaped the hair was kind of interesting and angular and fit like her. It fit her pattern, which was
it
like,
did, definitely.
Angular.
I thought she had the coolest pattern too.
I agree. I think she did. Who was first, because I feel like Alexandra. I feel like Alexandra looked good with the clay in her hair.
She did.
Oh yeah, she did. She pulled it off.
Yeah, her shoot looked so much fun. Like, I don't know, her entire just had some kind of like connection or energy going on.
Yeah,
wow. So I was like,
I was
really into
it.
She was, but, definitely.
Yeah, that was like, it reminded me of when we saw Krista and like the hair shoot. We're like, oh my god,
this is
fantastic. There's gonna be a good photo for this, and like, yeah, Alexandra was kind of just working every angle and doing a really good job.
She had like her nose running the whole time, and Tyra was like,
oh,
she's
yeah.
powering through it.
Which was also random. I was like, when she's not sick, so like, she just had allergies.
Allergies, and Tyra's like, that is so hard. Like, when your nose is running, and but also last week I did notice, and I don't think I mentioned it, that Tyra was like, I know that sheep didn't smell good that she was leaning up against, and she was just like commending her for touching the sheep. She was like, wow, you're gonna suffer for this, and I was just like, she just was near a sheep, like.
yeah, but you know, I would not like to do this if my nose was running.
fair. Yeah,
I am a baby about those things. I would just be like, sorry, I'm sick. can't do this shoe.
Yeah,
I need a tissue. So I don't know. Krista does well.
Yes.
Angelie, like literally everyone who struggled, their photo showed it. Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like there wasn't much. I don't know. I don't have any other things to say about the shoot itself. I don't know.
Yeah, the light chasing was always fun when you have a photo shoot that's based on something like shadows. Mm-hmm. Krista being in that challenge. She thrived, though. She thrived.
Yeah, it didn't bother her at all.
Nope.
She didn't get like really. Like, I feel like I might have gotten upset or something, like, to know, like, oh, gosh, like,
yeah,
you know, the time
the stress when pits you off. Yeah.
Yeah. But Krista just works it. It doesn't matter to her.
I'm kind of sad that her photo is black and white, because I love the yellow dress that she was wearing. It, like, complimented her skin tone so nicely. And I was like, oh, it's so sad that this photo is in black and white.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing from the shoot that was like a little like weird was when Tyra was talking to Jessica, and what did she say? She's like, oh, like, I didn't know a virgin can make a baby or whatever. I'm like, Tyra, like, just shut your mouth. Like,
shut
what are
up.
You saying? Like, what are you? Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Jessica didn't really seem to get uncomfortable by it. So, you know, I mean, but I feel like some people might be like, what?
Like, Tyra, like, what are you saying?
Yeah,
inappropriate.
She just looked off this whole episode, though. Like, she was distracted.
She seemed out of
it.
Yeah,
she did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was really distracted last shoot as well.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it was like missing her family.
I mean, I think it would be very hard if you had a child. I can't imagine what that would be like to be away from them for so long.
A young child too.
A baby, a wee little babe. 1 year old and something, so I guess a big baby. But
oh yeah, when Tyra was like, "Do you talk to your baby?" And she's like, "No,
no."
She didn't say it like that. Talk.
But... yeah. yeah, but I mean, I'm sure it would be hard for someone that wanted to have a baby and had a baby. You know,
That's funny because we're gonna talk about later in the episode about how her husband said that she abandoned her baby. So
yeah, well, you know,
but yeah, I agree. I think it would be hard. You want to look at photos? You want to look?
Let's do it.
These really are so gorgeous.
These are so pretty.
Yeah, I love the shoe. Okay, so Alexandra is first.
She looks gorgeous. She's got the perfect, like, her face shape, the angles. You can see every single angle. It's beautiful.
Yeah, her face is really stunning in this photo.
Yeah.
And, like, I really think we hadn't seen that from Alexandra. Like, I mean, duh, she's a model, pretty face.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah,
we hadn't but really seen.
I feel like the big difference here is we're finally not looking straight up her nostrils. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ooh, good point.
She really looks a lot more tilted down. Really changes kind of the shape of her face, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I'm liking not seeing her nostrils. That is a great point.
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her face just looks stunning. It looks really soft. It looks really symmetrical. I love her lips in this photo. Like, that's the first thing I saw was her lips. And I love, like, that little pout she has. Her mouth's a little open.
Yeah.
And just the background is gorgeous.
Oh, yes. Gorgeous.
So, like, that helps, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think her eyes are what, like, stands out to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very piercing gaze
definitely.
Here.
She pulls a smoky eye off really well.
I know. I was like, this is her look. Like, clay in the hair, smoky eye. That should be her. Just like, she should have gone to go see us like this. What was she thinking?
Yes.
It's
the first photo. The first photo I've seen of Alexandra where I feel like she looks very much just like a professional working model. Like she looks like she's been doing this.
I agree.
Yeah.
Very model-esque in this. I like actually don't really like the background's really pretty, but I wish it was, I kind of just wish it was her face. Like, I don't know.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But you can't they can't really cut her off because all the shadow, like the cool doily shadow is like on her chest. And you know, it is like a really pretty sight, but I feel like she could have carried this just with her face. We didn't need like a pretty background. all right. So Alexandria. Now we have Reyna.
Reyna. This is is Evanescence. Like it really reminds me.
I don't even know what this is.
It's a mermaid that got caught in a net and is pissed off.
Have you ever seen that movie, The Lure?
What'd you say?
Have you seen that movie, The Lure?
No.
Yeah, no. It's like a twist on The Little Mermaid type of thing. Mm. But it's like nightclub in Europe. Okay. It's weird. But anyways, she's definitely given me the vibes of those creepy little mermaids. Yeah. But it's weird because Reyna usually can, like, her eyes go straight through, like, whatever's happening. And I feel like her eyes are kind of very hard to see in this photo.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're in the shadows, but not in a good way in the shadows.
I
also feel like her face feels, like, her cheeks feel, like, heavy here. Like, they're kind of, like, pulling down her face.
Yep,
bulldog cheeks. Yeah.
Yeah, which is not how she normally looks. So
no.
Oh, no.
I also love Reyna's eyebrows, and, like, it annoys me. You can't really see them in this photo. I don't know. This is just so weird. I don't like how they edited this photo either. It looks so dark. Like, this was shot in broad daylight, and it just looks so dark.
Yeah. It's so cold and dark. Like, Alexander's is so warm. And
That's like my one major issue with this shoot is I don't like how differently all the photos are edited. Like, that's the one thing I do not like about this shoot. But
it's frustrating because it does change. Like, when you edit the composition so differently, it really does change the results.
Yeah, just overall not. This is like maybe the first Reyna photo that I haven't been a fan of. Like, I feel like Well, I mean, like, she had the cover girl photo, which wasn't great, but like, this is like my least favorite for sure. Out of what we've seen so far.
Yeah, same. It's still good, honestly, but it's just not. It's nowhere near her best. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, like Tyra said it was because she didn't like the creative. That's what she assumes it was. I mean, I guess that could be it. I really don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know. I was like, Tyra, are you taking this personally? You're like, Raina didn't like shooting with me. Like,
I don't know. Also, don't know. Why was she like topless? That was so random.
It was because no one else was. And then all of a sudden, like, Raina is topless. A little confusing. I did like how she was just hugged Tyra at the end. Full boob hug on Tyra.
No problem.
But yeah, that was kind of, and she was, I mean, she did say that. Like, I guess maybe that's where they got the didn't like the creative thing, where she was like, everyone else had to wear a pretty dress and I just had to,
cover myself with ropes.
Just big ropes.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, I think the ropes were cool. But
yeah, I thought they were edgier. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish they were in the photo. It could have been like,
I know. It looks like her hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Like, what, you wasted all those ropes for nothing?
Yeah, I know.
Like, stupid. See, I didn't even realize that was the rope because it like just blended in her hair.
Yeah, it does. It does.
All right. Angelia's next.
I like it. It's soft.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm torn.
It's good.
I don't know if I'd say it's good.
I think it's good. I like it. Like, I would stop and look at this photo. I like the look on her face. Like, but I don't think it's it. I don't think it's like a top photo this week. But I like it for Angelie's portfolio.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I like the way her body's positioned. I like, you know, the little curve in her shoulder. And I also liked what Andre said about how it gives like a French painting. Like, I see that.
Yes. Yeah. But that's what I get from it. It's very much like that pearl earring kind of painting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
An oil painting. I think
it's a little dead is my problem with it. Like, she
Was the goal, Danielle. Look dead.
That's true. Tyra said look dead.
she did say that to her? Well,
yes, she told her.
I don't like it.
I don't know. It's just like a weird photo.
Yeah.
There's just not enough energy in it for me. Like,
it's definitely low energy.
Could have opened her eyes more. And I also think she should have like arched her back or just done something like more with her body than just lie there. I don't know. It lacked a fire for me, and I kind of thought it was just very dead in a bad way. But
it's fair.
She does look pretty.
She looks very pretty.
I agreed with her being, she was in the bottom, right? Or no, was it Raina that was in the bottom?
No, it was Raina.
It was Raina.
Yeah.
I guess I would have put her at the bottom if it had been me.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. Not my fave, but better than she had been doing, I guess. It's an improvement from last week, that's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Jessica is next.
Tyra said it so well when she was like, the shadow is wearing you and you are not wearing the shadow. And I was like, yeah, that is exactly what's happening. She's swallowed by that shadow, that pattern.
It's my exact critique. She's just lost in the photo. You can't even see her. Like, I wouldn't even know this was Jessica if you showed me this photo.
No.
It looks cross-processed. Like, she's like fading into the photo.
I never think she looks like herself in her photos, though. Like, I feel like she looks different in her photos.
That's very true.
But yeah, I really don't like it. It's just too, like you said, too much shadow. I don't like how like the shadows are almost make her look like they're her eyelashes.
Yeah.
In a way. And
oh yeah, you're right.
It doesn't look good to me. I do wish it would have been in color, just maybe to see if that would have made it a little less just, you know, blah. But
monotonous, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think much would have helped her. She didn't seem to do well on set. So, and this was like where she started to improve, where she was like holding like the fabric up to her face.
Oh yeah.
But this is definitely my least favorite
photo, though.
Yeah, it's a little, you know,
it's like a claw. Like, I don't know,
big claw-like. Yeah.
Yeah, just overall, like, very underwhelmed. Totally forgot this was her photo. Like, did not remember this at all.
Yeah, oh, me either.
Yeah, it's a very forgettable photo. Flop.
I remember Krista and I remember Alexandra from this week.
That's
for good reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are definitely the two best. And I think this is definitely the worst. So
for sure.
All right. Yeah. Krista is next. And this is just stunning.
So pretty.
Stunning. Beautiful.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning.
It's gorgeous. Literally love her profile.
Perfect.
It is. It's so gorgeous. I love the direction, the patterns going on her face. It just like lines up perfectly with like.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. just so good. I love her profile is so nice.
I know.
Yeah, it almost looks like it's like painted on her face or something.
It
it's
does. Just
like yeah, because it's like hitting the hood of her eye so well. It looks like, I don't know, like they started eye makeup and just went crazy.
Yeah, it's just really, really good. I love the look in her eye, too. It's just like, I don't know what it is, but it's more alive than
it's like,
a lot of the
others. Those aliens?
Yeah. there's emotion there. There's like a, it's like questioning. It's longing. Like there's something
yes.
there.
It looks like she's about to go on a quest or something. Mm-hmm. And I like
yes.
that.
Yep.
She looks like she's the heroine of some novel yes. or something like that. It's just like
yeah.
a really sweet. And yeah,
she's
just,
telling a story. That's the goal.
Gosh, she has just a good, such a good profile too. Just really good. Oh, I don't think we've like seen this angle from her yet.
No, we haven't.
I think I really like it.
I like the clay in her hair too. I think it suits her.
Yeah, like I said, like they kind of like use it to like make her hair more angular and like give it an interesting shape. Like I don't know what this would have looked like in color. Like I don't know if I would have liked it or not, but
here because it's kind of like blonde. It's like giving blonde, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, like they, it does almost look blonde here. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, but it was like red. It was like a red clay that they had in her
yeah.
hair.
Yeah, like a lighter, like almost like a brick
brown
red
like
or something.
Red? Like, yeah, it was
or
weird.
A clay red.
Amber.
Like it was
clay red,
color.
Terracotta. Yeah.
but yeah, I think I like this photo better than Alexandra's, like personally.
I do too. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think this is my favorite photo of the week.
Same.
It's really, really good.
It's stunning.
Yeah. Good job, Krista. Yay. She's really like,
yay.
Two
That's
first
like three in a row.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
Three? Oh my gosh.
This makes it three.
Well,
yeah.
Was the hair. Yeah.
It was the hair and then the sheep, and now this makes it three.
That is
hair, the sheep,
wild.
And the, yeah.
The hair, the sheep, and the shadow. It sounds like a weird novel.
This is an Into the Woods. Yeah.
Yeah. That might be the sequel to A Witch, a Big, what did I say? The Bitch, a Wig, and the Meltdown, or whatever Jay's novel was called.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's it.
And
yeah.
The hair, the sheep, and the shadow. Yeah, this is, she's really killing it, man.
She's killing it. It was, there was, that's there
wild.
Was no question. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. I think it was better than everyone else's. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
No, good job, Krista. She gets first call out. Bottom two are Raina and Jessica.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think this was like a really good time to eliminate Jessica.
Yes, just get rid of her. My mom was like, I like her.
But
she seems so sweet.
Did she like her? She's from Arkansas and your family's from Arkansas?
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure she's from like Conway, Arkansas. My family was like, oh,
oh.
Like,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, she seems nice. And then you watch the whole season and you're like,
yeah.
She was okay this episode in terms of personality. Like, she didn't really do anything offensive this episode.
She was very muted this episode.
Except, you know, almost burn the house down.
Yeah.
You, whatever. You know,
down, but no big deal.
She endangered everyone's
took
life.
Care of it.
That's okay. Yeah. Yeah. It fixed itself.
But yeah, this was definitely, I mean, I would say it was her time to go. I feel like her time to go was maybe like two or three episodes ago. So
it's time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely time.
She's such a weird, like, what is she, fifth place? Yeah, she's such a weird, like, fifth place for me because I don't know.
Yeah. She's just like the classic, like, they keep her around because she's like really pretty and they're like, maybe she'll do something.
The commercial girl. Yeah.
They loved her. Like, the judges loved her for some reason. I don't know why. I don't see it personally, but they really love Jessica.
Some people really like her posing. Like, you know.
Okay, like, whatever.
yeah, but they do say, they're like, well, commercial makes the money, so.
It's true.
And
that
did
go
pan
make that
out.
Money.
She is, like, pretty successful post-show, I feel
she's
like.
She's an actress now, right?
Oh. Yeah, she was like, she's on Days of Our Lives or something, like one of those
soap operas. Okay.
Which is like a very like common thing for top model.
Alicia
to do.
Too, right?
Yeah, she's done a lot of soap operas. I do think she's done well with her modeling. I feel like she wouldn't have done as well if it wasn't for like the advent of Instagram and like just her having like the perfect like influencer look. Because I think she's almost more of an influencer than she is a model.
That, I think that makes more sense, honestly.
That makes sense for her. It does. Mm-hmm. It checks out.
Yeah, but I mean, she's still like, I fairly recently was in a Harper's Bazaar international edition. So like, she's still getting like booked for modeling jobs too. But yeah, she's also kind of like a serial dater of really famous men. So,
oh, I see that for her.
Yeah, which I also get. Like, she's obviously not with her ex-husband anymore.
Oh, really? They didn't stay together?
I was going to
ask. Yeah, what a surprise.
That answered the question.
That didn't last? Yeah.
Yeah. So they got divorced, like, I feel like pretty soon after the show aired. And she moved to LA, and I guess he didn't really like it there. But post him, she's dated Niall Horan from One Direction.
Oh, wow.
Joe Jonas. Etta Westwick, and she stuck by him. He is in Gossip Girl. He was Chuck Bass.
Okay.
She stuck by him when he was accused of raping someone. So that was interesting.
Great.
Okay. Yeah. Jesus. Just like an interesting thing that happened.
Uh-huh.
And then this one really blew my mind. Logan Paul.
It all adds up for me.
Yeah. The math adds up. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's like some gross. Of these guys, I'm like, Joe Jonas, like, good get right there. But yeah. Other people, I'm like, no.
No, like, never in a million years.
Bad decision. Person to date. Like
bad choice. Yeah.
And I think they dated for like quite a long time. Like 2 years was like the estimate.
What?
Like,
I can't see. He dated someone for 2 years.
I know. I'm surprised by that too. Like she wasn't like very heavily featured like on his YouTube channel. I guess like their relationship was like kind of under wraps, but like she was in one where I guess like they kissed. So like it was pretty obvious that she was with him in some capacity.
Okay.
But yeah, that was like a really long time for them to date with her not really being like a big part of his persona.
Being a vlogger. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and yeah, very questionable taste in some of the guys there. I don't know if she's currently dating anyone right now.
No.
She's like, I need to focus on me.
Yeah. No, I was just scrolling through her Instagram. I mean, she looks stunning still.
I'm sure. Yeah.
She looks like she's had a little bit of work done, I think, like her lips or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, she's in LA. She's
I mean, I was
going
to say,
somehow.
Who doesn't move to LA and immediately get filler in their lips or something?
But she had that whole, like, I guess her ex spoke to the Daily Mail once or The Sun or just one of those, like, trashy UK tabloids and was like,
oh, God.
Saying that she abandoned her son.
Interesting.
So I guess what happened, because she was also interviewed in it, was that she wanted to stay in LA. He didn't. He took the kid back to Arkansas. She like tried to make it work in Arkansas for a bit and then decided she didn't want to live there. So she moved back to LA. And then the judge gave him custody. But she like sees him during the summers. So he was saying like she abandoned our family, abandoned her son and like only sees him for like 6 weeks out of the year. During the summers when he's like off and can like, you know, go to California since they live so far away. And she was like saying that she wanted them to move back to California and like give it a try. And she would like even like support like her ex while he like tried to get a job, but he just wasn't into it. So it was just like kind of a complicated
a group effort. Yeah. Team effort.
And like, you know, I don't know what that's like to have a parent that lives so far away. And I could see how that could probably be like a situation that would be like very heartbreaking for a child that's involved. But also like I've known of people who have had this arrangement where it was like the guy that lived very far away. And I feel like society is always a little less harsh on like the man who
Definitely.
Out of state and is like making the money.
The very, very fair point. Yeah.
Than when it's like a woman who's doing it. So like, it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like she got like a little more flack than like a guy probably would have in the same situation. And like they are still like, she still does see him. Cause like I literally looked at her Instagram yesterday and like her whole Instagram story was her son was like heavily featured in it. And it makes sense. Cause it's summer. Like he's probably living in California with her for the summer or whatever. So I'm like, she obviously still sees him and like loves him. So like,
yeah,
it feels like a little bit like
a little harsh,
dramatic to be like she abandoned him.
Yeah, that's like, a strong word.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know, you know, it's whatever. But a lot of people bring that up when she's mentioned online. Like, didn't she abandon her son? It's like, well, you know, there something was going on, but it seems like a little more complicated than all that. But yeah, her dating history is weird. Like, that is,
yeah,
that is the part I will give her a side eye on. Like, anyone who dates Logan Paul is kind of a question mark for me, but I don't know.
Bizarre.
And the whole Ed Westwick thing is like kind of dark.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very dark. I guess they broke up like after the charges were dropped, which seems kind of weird to me. Like,
yeah, why did she stand by him though? Like,
yeah,
that's the issue.
I'm going to help you get through this, then I'm gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds more like, I mean, if I, who knows, but like, I could see him like holding on to her for the trial to like look better. And then once it's like, mm-hmm. I don't need you anymore. Bye.
Bye.
But who knows?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know what's going on with that. That was a couple of years ago, I think. Then she dated some like tech dude, but they're not dating anymore, I don't think. I can't wait to see who else she dates.
Yeah, who's next?
Yeah,
right?
Who's like, next? Yeah.
It's got to be someone interesting. But anyway, that's the tale of Jessica. She made it in her own way. So
she did. She made it in her Jessica way. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So true.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show with us, Rich.
Yes,
really enjoyed having you again.
Always a joyous occasion.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Any last words?
Any last words, Rich?
I say it is so ominous.
I know, really.
I like how as it was coming out of your mouth, you were like, here it comes.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop it.
I'm saying it.
Too much for me. I mean, cycle 14, it's there, but the news is, you know, 15 and 16 are right around the corner.
They're
and
those coming
are
up.
My favorites, some of the best. So
yeah, exciting.
There's some of this.
The fashion seasons are really fun. I really enjoy
I agree.
This. It's kind of like a grand finale when everything just falls off the cliff. well, we really enjoyed having you. So next week is our finale. And we're gonna have a guest on. I messed up with the scheduling, so it's not gonna be Jesse this time. Sorry, Jesse. Sorry, everyone else.
Oh no.
Cursed.
That's my fault. Because, well, on my defense, like this is like a 2-hour finale.
Yeah.
It's a double, you're right.
Yeah, where they have like not only the CoverGirl shoot, but like that ugly pretty women shoot, mm-hmm. and that really threw me off. And then also the recap episode is at the end of the season this time, so it looked like there was another episode. So yeah, it's like
this season's a mess.
Thing.
What a mess! Yeah,
I apologize, but also like I hate the way they did this because it really my brain.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Yeah, it'll be all right. I think we're gonna have Jesse on for like the first episode of cycle 15. So
okay.
You will hear from him.
Eventually.
He's around. He's around.
Yeah. He's still in the family.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
We will.
Bye, everyone.